Welcome to Positive Impact with Andrew Schultz.
It's okay to not be okay. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and my intention for today's video is to shine the light of awareness on mental health and the stigma that surrounds it. My intention is to talk loudly about this subject so others don't have to die quietly. One of the things I do with all my coaching clients is to create a morning routine and structure and discipline to start every day. Our body loves routine and structure and discipline. And so I've created a spiritual seven that I incorporate into my morning routine and share with all my coaching clients. And it's really simple. The first thing I do is I pray. The simplest prayer. God, higher power, universe, spirit, love, light, whatever you want to call it. Help me be at the right place, at the right time, doing the right things, with the right people, for the right reasons. Second thing I do is I meditate. Simplest form of meditation is conscious breathing. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold the breath at the top for a second. And then exhale out through your nose for 4 seconds. Do that for 2 to 5 minutes, simply breathing in and out consciously, the simplest form of meditation. Third thing I do is I read 2 daily devotionals to get my mind right. Positive, uplifting devotional to start my day. 2 of my favorites, The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday. And my 2nd daily devotional is A Year of Miracles by Marianne Williamson. Next thing I do, gratitude list. Where our attention goes, energy flows. What we focus on strengthens and gets stronger. When I look for things to be grateful for, I draw in more gratitude into my life. Looking for things to be grateful for to start my day creates positive momentum, and throughout the day, looking for more things to be grateful for. 5th thing I do is I make my bed. Having less physical clutter physically creates less spiritual, emotional, and mental clutter up here. Plus, I feel better when I make my bed. It creates a sense of self-esteem and self-confidence by doing esteemable acts, feeling better after I make my bed. 6th thing I do, my favorite. I look myself in the mirror and say, I love you, and give myself a high five. It changes the feel-good neurotransmitters in our brain by taking this action. You can't be pissed off and say, I love you, and look yourself in the mirror at the same time. Try it. And the last thing I do is mindful movement, some kind of physical exercise, stretching, yoga, even breath work. Walking outside, added bonus to get vitamin D and fresh air. Some kind of physical activity to get the blood flowing. All the 7 things that we do, the spiritual 7, is a mind, body, and spirit transformation. And when we do these habits day in and day out over time, it creates positive snowballs of momentum. Small hinges swing big doors. Small habits done over and over creates transformation. All these things before we look at our phone every morning to start the day, to create a positive, optimistic mental health for the day. I never ask other people to do things I'm not willing to do myself. I know these things work. I've been doing them for years and years. And that's why I love sharing these mindfulness practices with all of you. So try it. and know that I am here as a resource. There's coaches, therapists, mentors, trusted friends to lean on for our mental health, to share these practices with our family and loved ones. I'm cheering for you. I'm rooting for you. If you need any kind of support, know that I'm here. Until next time.